Morning, everybody. My name is Miles Clark. I'll be running through the morning brief for today. Happy Wednesday. We'll go ahead and get started with the performance for the last 24 hours. Mostly positive day across the board. The Russell 2000, the average S&P 500 stock, and gold all up over 1%. And there are top winners for the day. Let's find the S&P up just around 62 bips or so for the last 24, and only three names landing in negative territory. That being crude down over 2%, as well as the kind of broader fixed income space. Speaking of our biggest winner there, the Russell 2000. So small caps continuing higher on its default chart here, posting a second consecutive buy signal on our default chart. Now, I know I sound like a broken record for those of you who listen to this every day, but here it comes again, this old resistance kind of around that 2500 mark acting as new support. So this is an overwhelming positive that we're seeing for the kind of broader small cap space. As you look here, we've also reclaimed the middle of the trading band, again, offering support above that 50 day, which is essentially again the middle of the trading band. So I think this is an overwhelmingly constructive point for small cap participation as we move further into the first month of 2026. Speaking of kind of near-term participation, S&P 500, obviously not small caps, but we did see a kind of move higher for that broader space as well, reaching a TWSPX level of 64. So now just under two-thirds of the S&P 500 trades above their 10-week moving average. Now, these are the highest levels since September. This isn't, I wouldn't characterize this as kind of a thrust higher or lower, but always nice to see this value moving higher rather than lower. So certainly want to see it get up into the 80s, get up into the 70s. That would signal a near-term breadth thrust, in my opinion. But obviously, again, we'd like to avoid those excuse me, big washout moves like we saw in early 2025. Next, I want to talk about silver here, SLV. Obviously, moving around a lot over the last couple of days, really bouncing back and forth, up nearly 7% yesterday. As of trading this morning or pre-market trading, it's off around 3%. So again, continuing to move around. But in a couple of levels for you to watch. Again, like I mentioned, around this morning, we're around 70, around 71 or so. That would be a three box reversal if we moved below 70. But a couple of layers of support, this top of the trading band, we've established some near-term support around 64. I wouldn't be surprised on, somewhat earnest pullbacks for silver if we got around to those kind of mid to low 60s mark here on our default chart for SLV. So keep that in mind. Obviously, silver's been a high flyer and so far has continued to do so in 2026, up around 15% so far this year. Next, we'll talk about Oracle. ORCL is a two for fiver, has bounced back and forth off of those 2025 highs, up around, where were they there, up around 340 or so. The point being, the technical picture has certainly worsened. We've moved back into a negative trend and a lot of kind of resistance up around this middle of the trading band, in between around 220 and around 232. So point being, technical picture is worse and weakening, or bad and weakening, I will say, and this return to the sell sign. I wouldn't be surprised to see us get down into the upper 170s there at this point. Lastly, we'll wrap up with the research hub. I want to talk about, obviously, you all have seen the redesign that we've kind of put together, bringing together the research feed, recent ideas, and model insights. I'll also, before we move forward, give a quick shout out to the Weight of the Evidence webinar. You can join myself, portfolio manager John Lewis, and a few of the economic guys over on the broader NASDAQ team. That webinar is tomorrow at 1 p.m. I look forward to seeing you all there. But I want to mention today the recent ideas. I think this is a good idea for kind of going forward. If you click on any of these, you'll actually be able to see their technical picture. So from now on, we're going to talk about when we talk about individual stocks, you'll be able to kind of come here and do this yourself. But obviously, point being, J.B. Hunt, a transports name. You take a look at kind of the overall picture for J.B. Hunt. We are a three for fiver, but the technical picture is certainly improved. Now, we are at the top of the trading band, but we've got support around 194. And you can't see it on this chart, but you can kind of see we've escaped a little bit of this broader range that we've been in for the better part of the last few years. So again, I think this is a positive break. We are a bit overbought here, but just keep in mind that you could look to wait for this kind of trading band normalization. What else is on here that I think might be worth talking about? Amazon also on here posting a, what is that, sixth consecutive buy signal. Nice constructive stair-stepping picture higher. Lots of levels of support in between 212 and around 224. That all comes above some pretty stiff resistance there from earlier in 2025. So, point being, Amazon, a strong attribute name, and continues to be a technical leader. Obviously, if you see any names you like on here, obviously go check those out. Again, you can get here by coming to the Research Hub, going to Recent Ideas, and then View More. These are all the comments that our analyst team has written over the last couple of days or so. All right, that's going to do it for me. Of course, email in, call in with any questions you have. We're always happy to help out. Otherwise, David will be back again tomorrow.